Yo, we're back yet again after a somewhat unintentional hiatus. I think episode 65, Adopt the Journey, I'm back in Bali, which is where I was, I think exactly a year ago, in fact, while I'm filming this video. I'm going to scroll back. Fuck, I've not made that many videos. May the 6th, I posted back to Bali video in that big fuck-off villa. When I said in that video, this is the beauty of recording shit and why I want to do it more. I said in that video, I was sick of Bali and sick of all this shit. And I wanted to move back to London and get an office and all that. And the irony is I've recorded myself doing that and hasn't quite been the right decision, as I've documented on here. Basically, fuck it. I met a few people the other night, and sometimes you need to get out. This is why getting away from being stuck in my fucking flat in London, working all winter. You need to get away from that sometimes and speak to new people and get new perspectives. And I had some dinner with some great people the other night. Some people I already know, some people that are new that I'd like spoke to on Twitter and so on. But, you know, a lot of people that I consider doing better than me in life, or and some people that are doing better in other areas like YouTube and shit. And it's just consistency. Like, and it's almost 2 years since I started the Adopt the Journey series, which is also fucking crazy. And I'm glad I did start that. The first year was way more consistent. If I'd made an episode every week, we'd be at like 100, episode 101. We're actually on episode 65. So I guess it's not bad going. It's an episode like every, I don't know, 1.7 weeks or something. Do the maths. More than one every 2 weeks, but obviously not one every week, like I originally said. And yeah, what's this video about? I mean, the theme of my videos is I never know what the fuck they're about, but I'm trying to document shit. But the nature of documenting in my style means that sometimes I don't want to document it because I'm very honest about things. And if I'm not feeling good about things, I'm not sure I want to share stuff, then I don't make it. But at the same time, it's not documenting if you don't make it when you don't want to make it. So yeah, I'm back in Bali for a month, which feels good. I'm actually working probably more than I worked in London, to be honest, because, don't know, it's a good setup. I've got like an office here. I'm in the villa office. Been going to co-work with a few people now and then, but mainly office. Got a big screen, laptop, proper office chair, which is obviously makes a big difference to being like a cafe or some shit. Done the hair blonde again. Got very sunburnt the past few days. Don't know if you can see this on here, but this is like after 4 days of recovery. My finger's still showing badly. So hopefully I'm going to get tanned and attractive again, which would be nice because I haven't been tanned or attractive in London recently. I always think I'm a better, more creative person in the sun. And it might sound like a bit of a just fluff, but it's actually not. Like I think my testosterone's higher in the sun. I look better, I feel better, I tend to feel happier about work, want to work more, dopamine's higher or some shit, which makes you more motivated, I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling. It's been nearly 2 years, I'm calling myself out for just being a fucking hypocrite with the YouTube, with certain other areas of my life, maybe fitness mainly, maybe taking action on things that are outside of my comfort zone, i.e. moving where I live when I've known I don't want to be in London really for the past 2 years. Maybe it happened for a reason, all this shit. But the kind of painful nostalgia of looking back at videos is when I look back at a video a year ago when I fucking announced that the Midnight Social Club stuff, and then I did 4 events and never did it again. And granted, whatever, it wasn't the main focus, but like, I've always thought of myself as someone that does shit when I say shit. Like, if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And with a few things, just find myself slipping. And that's probably human and it's normal. The YouTube is one. I think I've been half-baking it because I think I've been half-baking a lot of things in life. Half-baked the office because I didn't have everyone in one place. So then it's not really a fair reflection. I've half-baked YouTube because I think going back to start of 2023, when I was in Bali previously, I made a video saying I was going to get to 100k subs by the end of 2023. We're now the middle of May 2024, the start of May 2024, and I'm still at like fucking 8,000 subs, which I've been at for like, I don't know, a year, because I haven't been consistent and my content's been, nah, it's not been very good. But mainly because it's not been consistent. I think if I made a video every week to the standard that I'd want, and been as honest as I'd want about shit, and, you know, showing behind the scenes, it might have been a better video, might have been a better YouTube channel. But yeah, the brand is scaling, that's been the main focus. Feel like we always hit a plateau and then figure it out and then move on to the next plateau. But yeah, last month was a record month again in a tough market. This month will be, I'm pretty confident, will be a lot bigger than last month, because the past 10 days of April were significantly better than previous. But yeah, I think I want to do more with the YouTube. And it's not because I want to build some personal brand and fucking monetize the shit out of it, even though that could be quite fun. And I probably should have done that more in the past. It's because I think I will find it net negative not to record more in 10 years' time. And I already look back at stuff from a year ago and think, oh, that's fucking great to watch. I wish I'd done more of that. I wish my old channel hadn't disappeared off YouTube like it did. You know, I wish I'd filmed a video every week since I was 18. That'd be fucking sick to look back on. But the reality of doing it in the time just means you probably don't do it. So yeah, like, I think I tweeted saying I was going to grow my YouTube channel last year and this year, and I've just not stuck to it. And I think that's probably because I've not committed either way. I've kind of been in the middle. And it is something I enjoy doing. The challenge is now, I feel like there's potential downsides to being so honest, especially because I've documented the process of building this brand. And hopefully I'll document the process to building it to the heights I want to build it. But there are negatives that come with that, like people ripping your shit, which there's quite a lot of recently, which is inevitable. You know, people hating on certain shit, getting the wrong impression of you from videos or whatever, but there's always going to be that to some extent. And I think I've put enough of myself on the internet to this point to just fucking keep doing it, because there's not much I've not really shared. If you go back and look at like old podcasts, spoke about my ex-girlfriend, spoke about previous business failure, spoke about mental health challenges, all this. So I've kind of, I'm deep in it already, so I may as well keep doing it. But I'm rambling. Basically, I'm saying with this video, I've said this many, many, many times, the difference is I'm in a different place now, and sometimes you need a change of scene to figure something out in your mind and do something different about it. So maybe returning to a place where I used to vlog. I used to have a video on YouTube on my old channel, which got deleted, which I'm trying to figure out. That was like a day in the life of a nomad in Canggu, Bali, which was April 2018, so like over 6 years ago, pretty much bang on 6 years ago, which is fucking crazy. And that's when I started the whole, like, well, that was like peak Chad scale dropshipping, vlogging every day while traveling time for me, and probably some of the happiest times of my life. So I don't know, maybe the association of the place I'm in right now physically means I'm more likely to want to document shit. And yeah, it just brings out that creative vlogger-esque side of me again. But yeah, I'm going to make some videos while I'm here. I've been hypocrite with many things, which I don't like about myself. But I feel like my gut is telling me that I'll regret quitting YouTube if I just fucking hang it up. Because the mad thing about Bali, and this isn't me being an egotistical twat, because it blows my mind, is that like, I've had like 7 people come up to me already in the first like 4 days saying, oh fuck, I watch your YouTube, like you were the reason I moved to Bali or some shit, which is always cool to hear. And that kind of puts it in perspective that yeah, I've only got a small following and stuff, but the content I've made over the past 2.5 years on this channel and previous channel, but mainly this one, I guess does have an impact on some people. So that's pretty cool. That's more reason to keep making it. And hopefully just being an honest, authentic fucker, like I think I am on this channel, is beneficial to some people and shows like the realities of building shit, but also shows just the process. So yeah, I'll probably keep doing it. Wow, I'm getting less and less coherent with these and less precise with my words and more rambly as I go on, because I've not done this in like, what, 3 weeks since the last episode, probably about a year since the last good one. But yeah, it's super late here. I've worked like 13 hours today, morning, gym, and then all of the UK day as well. So now it's like midnight. but I'll post this tomorrow. And yeah, it's kind of amazing. People still watch this shit, but I'm going to keep making it, whether it's every week or sporadically. I'll try and get it back to every week for my future self to watch back. But yeah, I'm in Bali for the next 3 and a bit weeks. If anyone watches the shit and is in Bali also, drop me a message, drop a comment or something. And yeah, I should really try and scale this because I've been stuck at like 8,000 subs for like a year, and it's because my content's pretty boring and because I don't post often, but it'd be quite cool to try and run it up. I've seen a few channels like suddenly blowing up recently, and I think it's probably because they have decent production value, decent content and a thumbnail, which I don't have. But if I had all that, what could I do? It's quite an interesting experiment. Might just be fun to try it on the side. See what we can do with the YouTube. But yeah, I've not really spoke about the business in this episode, but fuck it. We'll chat about that next time. I'll give you some updates, some actual valuable content, hopefully. And on that note, I'll leave you to it. Cheers for watching. Subscribe to the pod if you're new. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.